Ethics, last hour of the day. Let's chat about ChatGPT, ethical considerations in the use of AI. And we have the honor of having the Honorable Judge John Brown Browning here with us this afternoon. He has extensive litigation experience, and before returning to private practice, and believe it was at Up Counsel with the Cole?
Yes.
With the Cole Law Firm. He also served as Justice to the Fifth District Court of Appeals in Dallas. He's also authored many books. The list of books are in the packet of information, which include The Lawyer's Guide to Social Networking, Social Media Litigation Practice Guide, Legal Ethics and Social Media Practitioner's Handbook, as well as contributed to many articles, The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine. In addition, has been honored with the Lifetime Achievement Awards for his contribution in the area of legal writing, legal ethics, professionalism, continuing legal education, and litigation. And most importantly, is a graduate of University of Texas Law School.
Thank you very much for that kind introduction. Listening to the previous speaker reference infrastructure, I'd be remiss if I didn't say I have received a quick sort of crash course education on that. Actually, flying here this morning, I was on a flight from Alabama to DFW. And right ahead of me, and I was in the first boarding group, was the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. And I guess it's one of the benefits of, like, walking around in a suit and tie that, you know, they just figured I was part of his group. If I'd only thought to wear sunglasses and a little earpiece, I could have passed for the shortest and roundest Secret Service agent ever. I don't know. But thanks very much for holding out to the last presentation of the day. Boy, you guys must really need your ethics credit. Shame on you. For those of you who are watching in the privacy of your hotel rooms and seeing me on video, it is a scientific fact that the camera adds 80 pounds. So, just saying that. Anyway, I was told when I saw the description in the program, it said this will be informative and entertaining. So I'm trying to bring the entertaining part. Then I remembered I wrote that description. So what was I thinking? But it really was a lovely introduction. It was actually far nicer than a previous one I got. When I spoke at a technology law conference, the person introducing me said, "You're not going to believe this, but I thought in the spirit of things, I would have ChatGPT write my introduction for you." You know what? It started out very well. You know, John Browning was a distinguished jurist on the, you know, Fifth District Court of Appeals. And, you know, he's authored many books and, you know, things that you can read in my bio. When it got to the part about how I died in 2018, though, I thought maybe there's something wrong with this. And so that's really kind of the theme of today is, you know, the ethical risks of using generative AI. How important is this topic? Well, in his State of the Judiciary address just a few months ago, Chief Justice John Roberts of the U.S. Supreme Court, who could have addressed any number of weighty issues addressing the court that it's been involved with, decided to devote his entire address to, you guessed it, artificial intelligence. And he wrote about how, while it presents many positive potential benefits, those who use generative AI certainly, you know, have seen some of these, it also presents a number of risks. And, you know, the first few articles I, you know, wrote about generative AI, you know, I think one of them was called, "Will Robot Lawyers Steal Our Jobs?" Well, the robot lawyers have not come yet, okay? And I wrote that first article a few years ago. But, you know, they're getting closer, right? They're not going to necessarily take our jobs, but lawyers who are aware of and who responsibly use AI, and by the way, I'm also the chair of the State Bar Texas's task force on AI, are going to be a lot better equipped to deal with this than the lawyers who simply stick their heads in the sand. So as Chief Justice Roberts, you know, pointed out, the rise of AI requires caution and humility.